So I'm Frank Bandiera. I'm a fourth-year PhD student or candidate at the University of Miami. And today I'll be talking to you about ethnic differences in mental disorders and services among children and adolescents. I have no financial disclosures to disclose. These are my collaborators, Kathy Georgiades, Marcy Burstein, Jeanping He, and Kathleen Maricangas. So the demographics of the United States are changing, and they're rapidly changing. In 2000, 11% of the U.S. population was Hispanic, and 13% was non-Hispanic Black. And it's projected that in the year 2050, 23% of the population will be Hispanic, and 16% will be Black. And if you consider other non-white populations, approximately half of the U.S. population by the year 2050 will be non-white. So we know that child and adolescent mental disorders are important to study because they have a significant impact on individuals and on the economic productivity of communities. In adults, mental disorders are associated with increased morbidity and premature mortality, and in children and adolescents, it's related to substance use, poor grades in schools, and a burden on their families and close persons. So studies on ethnic differences in mental disorders have been inconclusive. One study by Roberts, Roberts, and Chen has found that Mexican Americans have higher rates of major depressive disorder than non-Hispanic whites. However, a study by Angold found that non-Hispanic Blacks have lower rates of depressive disorders than non-Hispanic whites, and this was in a rural sample. However, in a review by Roberts and Roberts, there were no ethnic differences in mental disorders in children and adolescents. And last, in a study by Froelich and colleagues, who used the same data set as in our study, which is the NHANES, found that Mexican Americans had lower rates of ADHD than non-Hispanic whites. So I used the 2001 to 2004 National Health and Nutrition Examination Surveys, or NHANES. These are a national probabilistic sample conducted by the National Center for Health Statistics. The total sample size was 3,042, and the age range was 8 to 15 years of age. Mental disorders were assessed using the DISC-4. The ones we considered were ADHD, major depressive disorder, and conduct disorder. Services were measured by self-report by one question, which asked them if they have received services for their mental disorder in the past year. And the ethnic groups we considered were non-Hispanic white, Mexican American, non-Hispanic black, and other. We decided to look at Mexican Americans separately instead of collapsing Hispanics into one group, because studies by Alegria among adults show that there are differences within Hispanics and mental disorders. So that's why we consider specifically Mexican Americans. So I don't present the rates for ADHD because they were presented by Froelich in a study that was published in Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine. Here you see are the prevalence rates of the mental disorders and services for ADHD and major depressive disorder. There were no differences in the prevalence rates of major depressive disorder and conduct disorder. But for services for ADHD, Mexican Americans had lower rates of services for ADHD. And for services for major depressive disorder, non-Hispanic Blacks and Mexican Americans had lower rates of services for major depressive disorder than non-Hispanic whites. I don't present the results for services for conduct disorder because of limited sample size. And also there's an asterisk in the conduct disorder for Mexican Americans. It's been suggested that the standard error to prevalence ratio should be less than 30%. But for this subgroup, it was between 30 and 40%. So the prevalence rates might not be as reliable. For services for ADHD, we did two different models. The first one was just adjusted for survey design. And we find that Mexican Americans have lower rates of services for ADHD than non-Hispanic whites. And when we further control for age, gender, and poverty, we still find that Mexican Americans have lower rates of services for ADHD than non-Hispanic whites. For major depressive disorder, there are no ethnic differences in the unadjusted model and in the adjusted model. Model one is just survey design, and two is age, gender, poverty, and survey design. So even in the unadjusted model, there are no ethnic differences in major depressive disorder. For non-Hispanic blacks, if you see the odds ratio is 0.88, and for Mexican Americans, the odds ratio is 1.29. which are not significant. However, services for major depressive disorder and unadjusted models, we find that non-Hispanic blacks with an odds ratio of 0.3 have lower rates of services for major depressive disorder. And also Mexican Americans have lower rates of major depressive disorder than non-Hispanic whites. But even when we control for age, gender, poverty, and survey design, we still find that non-Hispanic blacks and Mexican Americans have lower rates of services for major depressive disorder than non-Hispanic whites. So in prevalence rates of conduct disorder, there are also no ethnic differences in both unadjusted and unadjusted models for age, gender, and poverty. In model one, which is not adjusted, black non-Hispanics and Mexican Americans there are no ethnic differences. They don't have greater or lower their rates of conduct disorder than non-Hispanic whites. So in summary, Mexican Americans had lower rates of ADHD, but this is what Froelich found. And there were no ethnic differences in major depressive disorder and conduct disorder, even in unadjusted models. So for services, the previous studies in adults found that blacks and Hispanics have lower rates of services for mental disorders, and the socioeconomic status largely explained these differences. But in our study, we find that Mexican Americans had lower services for ADHD, and that poverty or socioeconomic status did not explain this relationship. And also Mexican Americans and non-Hispanic blacks had lower services for major depressive disorder, and socioeconomic status did not explain this relationship. So Mexican Americans had lower rates of ADHD, but they also had lower rates of services for ADHD. So although they have lower rates of ADHD, they also have lower services. And both Mexican Americans and non-Hispanic blacks had lower rates of major depressive disorder. So additional emphasis on the provision of mental health services in these populations is warranted. So limitations of this study is that we did not consider other ethnic groups, for example, other Hispanic subgroups such as Puerto Ricans and Cuban Americans, who have been shown to have different rates of mental disorders than Mexican Americans. We also did not consider black subgroups such as Caribbean blacks and blacks from other countries and versus African Americans. And conduct disorder, the prevalence rate for conduct disorder was for Mexican Americans could have yielded biased estimates. So future studies should employ larger sample sizes and cultural risk factors of mental disorders such as acculturation and place of birth. Thanks.